Altair 4, gentlemen. I am to transport you to the residence. If you do not speak English, I am at your disposal with 187 other languages along with their various dialects and sub-tongues.
Colloquial English will do fine, thank you. This is no offense, but you are a robot, aren't you?
That is correct, sir. For your convenience, I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
Nice climate you have here. High oxygen content.
I rarely use it myself, sir. It promotes rust.
Hey, Doc, is it a male or female?
In my case, sir, the question is totally without meaning. We'll get in, gentlemen.
Planeta Prohibido.
Século 23. Unha expedición liderada polo comandante John Adams diríxese ao planeta Altair 4. Como a misión, intentar averiguar o destino dos membros dunha colonia da que non se teñen novas recentes. Ao chegar, descubren que só vive un deles, o filólogo Edward Morbius, que habita coa súa filla Altaira e un robot denominado Robbie, tendo falecido os restantes colonos a causa dun estrano monstro que reside no planeta. Os recén chegados son aleccionados polo Dr. Morbius nas facultades científicas dunha poderosa civilización xa extinguida, os Krell, que legaron unha máquina gracias á cal Morbius pode incrementar notablemente as súas capacidades intelectuales.
In the final decade of the 21st century, men and women in rocket ships landed on the moon. By 2200 AD, they had reached the other planets of our solar system. Almost at once, there followed the discovery of Kuiper Drive through which the speed of light was first attained and later greatly surpassed. And so at last, mankind began the conquest and colonization of deep space. United Planets cruiser C-57D, now more than a year out from Earth base on a special mission to the planetary system of the great main sequence star, Altair.
Planeta prohibido. En 1956, la productora estadounidense Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer estrella Planeta Prohibido, un filme que traslada con éxito a un mundo futuro a obra de William Shakespeare, La Tempestade. Con una estética derivada a las publicaciones pulp, maravillosamente fotografiada en cinemascope, o filme pasa a historia por ser o primeiro cunha banda sonora composta únicamente por instrumentos electrónicos. Creada polo matrimonio formado por Luis e Bebe Barron, supuso, para moitos dos videntes, a súa primeira experiencia coa música electroacústica.
Yes, young man. All very convincing, but for one obvious fallacy. The last Krell died 2,000 centuries ago. But today, as we all know, there is still at large in this planet a living monster.
Your mind refuses to face a conclusion.
What do you mean?
Morbius. Morbius.
What?
Something is approaching from the southwest. It is now quite close.
Este conxunto de composicións atmosféricas supuso un punto de inflexión na historia da música electrónica. Unha historia que capítulo a capítulo contaremos aquí, en Planeta Prohibido.
Lord sure makes some beautiful worlds. How do these continents check with the old charts?
David will tell you better in a little while, Skipper. It's time for breaks.
Okay, take it away.
Astrogator to crew, stand by to change flugs.
another one of them new worlds. No beer, no women, no pool parlors, nothing. Nothing to do but throw rocks at tin cans, and we gotta bring our own tin cans.
Attention, captain and crew, now hear this. We are now entering the atmosphere of Altair 4. No survival suits will be required upon landing. Oxygen content, 4.7 richer than Earth standard. Gravity, only 0.897. So adjust your equipment accordingly, that is all.
All hands, check equipment.